It's 26 minutes to 12. A live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Thank you. Okay.
Busy changeover, no doubt, Jim. And would you like to introduce our next guest?
I'm absolutely delighted to, because two great friends who do so much great work for the community. Deborah and Ruth, thank you for joining us here in our last part of Spotlight on 90.5 with Darren and myself. It's a real pleasure to have you here. Can I ask you, why are you here? Why have we invited you here today? Because you've got a great story to tell and a great event coming up.
Listen, Jim, anytime you invite me anywhere, I'm coming, okay? That's the most
That's a date. But I don't want anyone to hear that.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
We're delighted.
So Ruth and I have been working together for the last 4 or 5 years, and Ruth does an amazing job. I'll let Ruth say why we're here, but we've got an amazing event coming up on Friday night, and we're really excited about it. So that's why we're here today, to just let the listeners know what African theatres are doing and how they give back to the community.
And you're doing so many things, Ruth. Welcome and thank you. You do amazing things. You're a pocket rocket in the sense you have so much energy, and it's just a delight. Every time I see you, my eyes get so excited, because you're always doing things for people, and particularly at the sticky end of their lives, where they really need people like you and Deborah to help them out of that current situation. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim, for having me, and I'm excited to be here. And just talk a little bit about African theatres and what we do. The main point of African theatres, it rests on empathy and love. And we reach out for young adults that are on the edge, probably suffering from depression, anxiety, and of course suicidal thoughts. And in the past years, we've been taking them to Africa for about 2 weeks. And it just makes their life just, you know, it's just, it's amazing. The change, the love, the, you know.
And yeah. Ruth, you've taken some pretty hard kids. When I say that, have been really knocked around by society. And you've shared with me that after that 2 weeks being there, their lives have changed dramatically.
Yes, they come back completely changed. And we also do the awards on the every year, once a year, on the 25th of May, because 25th of May is Africa Day. It's celebrated all over the world. So we just thank God for that. We're from Africa, and we're here in Australia and enjoying the sunshine in Australia. So we celebrate and just recognizing the people that have come from Africa and have come to settle here. And migrating is one of the biggest challenges. It's not easy.
It's not. Ruth, without mentioning names, because that's not important, it's about the situation and the experience. You've been doing that, I think, for 4 or 5 years now. Can you think of one moment which has really been touching? I mean, you're a very worldly person, been around a lot in the sense of understanding people and that. Is there a moment where it really has touched you inwardly? I'm sure that happens every day, but, you know, is there a moment where you've really been able to say, this has been worth it, the pain, and you didn't think they were going to get through it, and yet...
Yeah, especially the first group that I took, one child wasn't going to school. And when she was going to school, she would sit in the park. And at home, they thought she was naughty. At school, they thought she, otherwise. So no one really get to know her.
So remove the problem. Remove the problem, to speak. Get it out of my sight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, sorry, what problem?
Exactly. So we took her. And then when we went with her, and she actually said one day she went to Kmart and she cried for her mom to pay something for $600 because she was so empty inside. So when we went to Zimbabwe and she saw the kids that were hungry, she saw a lot of things. She saw the love that people had. They had nothing, but they had love. She came back a changed girl. Now she's got a degree in community service. She's gone back to the community and helping out the other kids that are like that. So that story really touches me, because she was somebody that was never recognized, and now she's doing well.
Thank you for sharing. That's a beautiful story, Darren.
Well, my thought there is it's changing. Thank you, Ruth, for sharing. Changing the currency of money to the currency of love, and how much more important that currency is than money or material things.
Yeah.
I think that you know what you see is the transformation, because, you know, they have nothing. And we are living in such an abundant country and we have so much, but these babies are struggling.
Yep.
And they're struggling with depression and anxiety. They're struggling with self-harm. And yet Ruth takes them to Zimbabwe and they see these children have nothing, but they're happy because our happiness cannot be found in stuff.
Exactly.
And I look at how many times, I mean, Ruth has done a lot of driving for Uber and the number of people that jump in her car that she's been able to minister to and have turned around lives. I mean, she's had people jump in her car that were going home to commit suicide and she's been able to reach and talk to. And she has an amazing way with people. So we're excited for Friday because... Yes. Friday is an acknowledgement of people throughout. Ruth and I are both from Zimbabwe. We went to the same school.
Same schools.
And
did you know that?
Wow.
Listen, I'm the older sister. She's the cheeky one.
Yeah. Thanks for the question, Jim.
But we have people from all over Africa. We've got them coming from Nigeria, Namibia, Uganda. So we've got loads of people and they're flying in from Melbourne and Queensland and we're really excited for Friday.
It's fantastic that you can put this on the 25th of May each year, which is Africa Day.
Yes.
And that you can celebrate both your nation but also celebrate what you're doing. And those stories that Deborah is saying about you, Ruth, just amazing to think that there's people who jump in your car, and I might try and get that song out now. I always think of songs and I might bring that out. But yeah, you're actually helping people of a mission as you work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That really touches me and I can see it in your eyes, as Jim always says as well. Mm-hmm. So that is amazing and thank you for doing that for people not only in Australia but also those in your homeland but also using that experience to show those who in Australia have a lot of privilege, really, that the things, as Deborah was saying, are nothing. It's about the love that can help.
And that's interesting, Darren, because I'm going to ask these two wonderful people, really great people, religion and your faith is important to you, isn't it? I mean, that's an undercurrent or a driver that drives you to do that. And we make no apologies for that here, you know, in the sense of whatever you believe in life. Are we correct in saying that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And every day we commit everything to God. And I look at... just the difference that is being made. On Friday, we are also acknowledging a large number of Australians that we call Friends of Africa because there's been a lot of people that have seen what Ruth has done and wanted to come alongside. So this isn't just celebrating Africa Day and Africans. There's a large number of Friends of Africa that have been with Ruth from the beginning and supported her. We've got Knit for Life with us. So we're very thrilled about that.
We're going to talk about the event in more detail. We're going to go to a little break. What type of song would you give for these ladies today?
Oh, nothing but Toto Africa.
Oh, got it. You're with Darren and Jim on Spotlight on 90.5 FM. Great to have our good friends Deborah and Ruth here talking about a great event that's going to help people. We'll be back in a minute.
Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes to 12. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Really, we've got to move fairly quickly. In our studios, we've got Deborah Manson and Ruth Passy celebrating Africa Awards. It's happening this week. It's exciting. Tell us about the night because you can still get a couple of tickets. There's only a few left for the night, but please, if you can spare the time and want to have a great entertainment and connect with people, these are the guys you need to be doing it. Tell us about the night, Deborah.
Well, we're really excited about the night. We've got good numbers. We've got a beautiful African band. We can't wait. There's nothing like their singing. They laugh at me when I dance, Jim, but you know I dance anyway. And you know what? It's about that inclusivity. They're a wonderful, warm, cultural people. And we have a large number of Australians coming as well. We're looking for sponsors, raffle, anything that we could raffle off. And the money goes back to Africa.
And I believe Ronnie Khan is speaking.
Absolutely, from Oz Harvest.
Yeah, that's a coup. Mm-hmm. We'll get them on to Oz Harvest at a later date, but that is fantastic.
And they're actually catering. So it's an African smorgasbord that they're doing, and it's being chef designed, and it's an African delight.
And people will be able to buy raffle tickets and
absolutely
that on the night to help to help to. My final question, I know Darren's got so many questions to ask you, and it's nearly 12 o'clock and I just could keep going on and on and on. What drives you? What drives you to do this? Because while it's very self-fulfilling, it can be often thankless for things and the journey that you go on. What drives you guys? Because you're very well suited.
For me, it is about the love and empathy for people. And coming from an African background, I know that things, we cannot have something with the money, but the morals that we're taught when we're young is all about love and caring for other people. And I think it's one thing that we can actually, put in this community as well, that, you know, love is very, very important than anything else. Like, for, I'll give, like, with Need for Life Mali, what she's doing is caring for the people that are, that cannot afford, that are sick, that have got HIV, and but helping them to make sure that the children go to school, which is the next generation. And also here, when we do the, when we take the kids, it's also about caring for the next citizens, good citizens in our, in our, in our area. So the love of God and really doing what we're supposed to do according to the Bible. And that's what really drives us.
Absolutely. I have four children, and I've been blessed with six grandchildren so far. We're hoping for a couple more, Jim. but, you know, it's not what we say, it's what we do. And every day our children are watching us, and my grandchildren are watching me. And it's the legacy that we leave behind. It's not what we say, and it's about giving back. Because what do they say? We make a living by what we give. What, you make a life by what you earn? And come on, Jim, you know the saying.
I know the saying, but I can't now.
So you make a life by what you earn.
You make a life
earn.
By what you do. You make a living and so on.
And I think it's about giving back. You know, we are not here, but, you know, I think to make a difference in people's lives. That's the legacy we want to leave behind.
And I'm going to leave you with this thought, because it was very apt for me and from Darren and I, if I can say, and this is from Oprah Winfrey. And she says this: lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's what you guys do. You take people no matter what. There's no value judgments. You try to improve their lives. And on behalf of Darren and myself, we're truly blessed that you do that, and we wish you every success now, particularly on Friday night. Listeners, please get behind and contact. Who can they contact, please? Let's just throw a number.
0456-841-631. I'll repeat it again. 0456-841-631.
Ruth, Deborah, thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. We have been very privileged to have you share with us your deeper thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Darren, Jim.
Have a great morning.
It. Thank you.
Alive 90.5.